The point of a tradition is that it's been around a while. It's part of a cultural identity. But sometimes digging around in a tradition's history reveals tangled roots, as Alice Fordham found in the Colombian city of Cali.
Cali is an enchanting place, circled by verdant mountains, dotted with palm trees, and famed for its love of salsa music and dance. They call it the capital of salsa.
They call it that because we live salsa every day. You jump in a cab and you hear salsa. You go to the streets and there's salsa. You live it every day.
Cristina Varela is a musician and daughter of Jairo Varela, the late leader of the band Grupo Niche.
I work as a director of the Jairo Varela Museum. It's in the center of Cali.
We're also actually in Jairo Varela Square and next to a vast sculpture that spells the band's name and plays their music. It's quite the tribute. Varela says salsa isn't just in her blood, it's in everyone's here.
Your parents, they play the music their parents play to them, and it's like a generation of the same music, of the same tradition. Salsa is a tradition for Cali.
And it's true, salsa is everywhere. Homes, clubs, impromptu weeknight parties in liquor stores. One friend told me if you don't dance, you don't date. It's so much a part of the culture here that the University of Cali has an anthropologist specializing in salsa on its faculty, Alejandro Ulloa. He explains that, in fact, salsa doesn't come from Cali, doesn't come from Colombia at all. After the Second World War, he explains, Puerto Ricans flooded into New York, concentrating in the South Bronx. Groups of predominantly Puerto Rican musicians stirred their island sounds into the Cuban rhythms and jazz already thrumming through the city. In the 70s, the music morphed into the genre known as salsa.
Emigraron a Nueva York. La salsa no es caleña, no es original.
And so, Professor Ulloa tells me, the music isn't original, but it got to Colombia pretty quick.
Llegó a través de viajeros.
Colombians traveled to the U.S. to study and work. They brought records back.
Esa es una vía. Otra vía es a través de marineros.
Merchant sailors brought LPs home too. Salsa was popular across Colombia and beyond, but really caught on in Cali.
Y hay una tercera vía que es más, digamos, más clandestina.
And there was a third way the records got over here, through the drug trade.
Porque muchos caleños y se vincularon al narcotráfico.
Many of the people who went to New York in the 60s and 70s were involved in the drug trade. As they got rich, they brought back records to play at their parties. And even as the violence associated with the cartels ripped Colombia apart, its bosses became patrons of the arts in Cali. Being a musician became a well-paid job, so people had an incentive to learn to play the music when previously they'd just listened to the records.
Contratando los músicos, creando discotecas, nightclubs.
The cartel bosses paid musicians, sponsored groups. It was both an effort to show off their wealth and to legitimize themselves among the music-loving caleños. Thankfully, the power of the cartels has ebbed now in Cali. But the legacy of live music lives on. Lots of salsa, of course, but many other live acts as well, like Latin jazz bands. And the center of gravity of salsa eventually shifted from New York, where there aren't many live salsa bands anymore, to here. The city's musicians shaped their own sound, which is still evolving today.
I'm writing music, I'm following the heritage, the legacy.
This is Cris Varela again. She co-wrote the melody on this recent track and says she strives to make a modern salsa.
Because people like salsa. But if the show doesn't change, like from the 70s till now, you're not doing nothing.
For NPR News, I'm Alice Fordham in Cali, Colombia.